Hello, welcome to Show Me Your Mic, the podcast about podcasting, which you can find online at goodstuff.fm/SMYM or on Twitter at SMYM_FM. It's time once again for an episode where I send out a question to a bunch of podcasters who then send me back their responses. Remember, if you'd like to be a part of this little experiment, just click the link at the top of the episode page at goodstuff.fm/SMYM/108 to the newsletter sign up and you'll get an email for next month's question. I have to say, folks, I'm fired up about this idea, but when it comes time to start editing the episode, I feel like I've given myself homework that I try and avoid until the last minute and beg my teacher for an extension for, which is why this episode is going out in early June instead of the end of May. I promise I'll do better next time, teacher. This will never happen again. My dog ate my podcast. Before we get to the responses, I just want to thank FeedPress for sponsoring this episode. Visit feed.press/SMYM and use coupon code SMYM to get 10% off your first year of podcast hosting and feed analytics with FeedPress. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters that give you 400 megabytes of storage a month that rolls over monthly, and you can easily upload plenty of episodes. It gives you lots for the average show, and upgrading your storage is easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for a gigabyte. We use FeedPress here at Good Stuff, and can't recommend them enough. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with $1 or $2 a month. You get access to Stuffy Slack, our Slack group for sponsors and supporters there, as well as the Minecraft Stuffy group thing that you can, if you're a Minecraft player, you can join us in there. So check out patreon.com/iChris for more information on that. So the question I put out there was simply, if you could only listen to 3 podcasts for the rest of your life, which would you choose? I picked this question because I thought it would be a little easier response for folks as compared to the heavier question last time of what's your main motivation for podcasting in episode 106. But I misjudged how seriously people would take picking the podcast they get to listen to. While some of the responses include what you might call, you know, mainstream podcasts that you see at top of the iTunes charts, there's lots of good hidden gems in here for you as well to go check out. All right, enough for me. Let's get to the responses. Oh, and I let a few people get away with bending the limits on what 3 podcasts are. Sophie, Jeremy, I'm looking at you. Next time, I don't think I'll be so lenient. Okay, let's go.
Interesting question. Number one, I would have to say 99% Invisible. Chris's favorite show, of course. Obviously, very well produced to a very high level. And when I found that show, it just spoke to me in a way that nothing else did. I guess it made me realize and made me appreciate the design world and the built world and things that I may have thought about, you know, previously, but couldn't really pin it down to anything in particular. So maybe appreciate, you know, design in general even more. Number two, showing my inner nerd here, would have to be Mugglecast, which is a Harry Potter podcast. They've been going since about 2005 and just a great show, really well produced. I feel like I kind of know the host now, having listened to them for all these years. They're still going today. And it's, I guess, a show that is a level of comfort for me. Talking about Harry Potter, something I kind of grew up with in my kind of teen years, and it's something that really, yeah, again, it's a show that speaks to me and is a kind of taps into those elements of nostalgia as well. And also when I found that show, it was a time during my life where things weren't going so great. And it kind of, that show and just, I guess, the Harry Potter fandom around that kind of got me through those things. So, a great show, really well produced, and definitely one of my favorites of all time. Number three would have to be, I would say, The Guardian's Football Weekly, which is a soccer podcast. Those guys have just nailed that format. They produce 2 shows a week covering the world game. Very high quality, as you would expect from The Guardian, and very insightful and knowledgeable, but also a lot of fun as well. They just have fun with it. They don't sound like amateurs. They sound, you know, really, they're really well-spoken journalists and things, but they do have fun with it as well and tell some jokes, and it can be pretty laid back at times as well. They just do a great job. So that would be my number three.
Hey, Hey, this is Carrie Halstead of I Guess We're Grownups Now. Well, first, let me say I'm not a big podcast listener. I make my podcast and I listen to a few podcasts on a very one-off basis. But I don't really have a whole lot of time in my life that I spend listening to podcasts. So my choices are mostly because they are areas I'm interested in learning more about, and most of them have a large chunk of episodes that I haven't actually listened to. So I am interested in learning more about these because I've heard they're great. So the first one I'm going to say is Sawbones, which is on Maximum Fun Network. And that's actually one that I have listened to quite a few episodes. They talk about medical history and sort of like trivia about diseases and medical conditions. It's really interesting. It's a husband and wife doctor couple who do the podcast. It's informative and educational and also really funny. Another one that I have listened to one or two episodes of is Swings and Roundabouts by Avery Edison. It's a narrative podcast and really creatively done. And Avery's accent is outstanding. And she has guest voices on it, people playing characters in her sort of memories about her earlier life. It's very fascinating and really, really well produced. But there's only a few episodes out so far, so I'm not sure if I had to listen to that for the rest of my life, if it would be enough to last me for, you know, the 100 years more that I'm going to live. And another one that I'd like to listen to that I haven't had a chance to yet is called This is Blackfoot Territory with Lauren Crazy Bull from Lethbridge, Alberta, and talking about Indigenous and Aboriginal issues, presumably within Canada, but I think she talks about it sort of from a North American perspective as well.
My answer to the show me your mic question on this episode will make me sound like a teenager who doesn't want to miss out on anything, but I'm just not sure that I've found the three podcasts that I want to listen to for the rest of my life. Don't get me wrong, there's so much amazing work going on out there. For example, we have a monthly podcast meetup here in Edmonton, and every month I learn about four new shows being produced in this city alone. Podcasts are like porn. If you like painting yourself blue and stomping on rotten fruit while wearing high heels, I'm sure there's a porn site out there for you. Similarly, if you enjoy Babylon 5 and knitting, I can point you to a podcast. There's a podcast for every niche, and I'm just not done exploring my interests. I love the raw conversational shows, and depending on the subject, I enjoy the more produced podcasts. Basically, I'm not, like a lot of you, completionists out there. I can find a show and grab only the episodes with subjects that interest me. That makes it easy for me to sample a lot of new shows. Okay, enough procrastinating. I would choose Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast. His podcast is not about his comedy. It's about his interest, like so many of our own podcasts, and he loves classic Hollywood. And so he brings in guests and they talk about old movies and TV shows, and I really enjoy it. My second choice, I really miss Glenn Fleischman's The New Disruptors. So perhaps this magical iPod could keep bringing me new episodes. Finally, I would choose Matthew Billy's Between the Liner Notes, which revolves around the subject of music. Everything from the history of magnetic tape to the story of MTV.
Hello, my dear friends. This is Jane Portman of UIBreakfast.com. Even though it's really tough to figure out what three podcasts I'd be listening to, because these days, it's not like I'm listening to the same podcasts all the time, but I'd rather use them to learn about new people. So if I could hack the system and have that podcast iPod deliver mix of different podcasts to me, that would be amazing because I love that discovery process. But if I can't hack the system, well, I would probably call out a couple podcasts I really enjoy right now, One is a startup chat with Stelly and Hidden. I just really enjoy the format. They chat about business. The other one is probably Zen Founder by Sherry Walling and Rob Walling, just because I do enjoy listening to personal stories a lot. I don't know, does it have to do with the fact that I'm a girl, but I just love to hear the struggles that people overcome on their way to their success. And number three podcast would probably be one of the music podcasts that would just stream some kind of soothing, nice audio, which I can use to relax or to sleep in on the plane or something like that. But I would definitely give a lot of money to those people who invent like People Discovery or Podcast Discovery channel.
My name is Aaron L.M. Goodwin from the show Three Guys, Three Questions, which can be found at the internet. If I could only choose to listen to three podcasts for the rest of my life, here's what I'd choose. First, The Incomparable. Mostly they assemble a group of internet folks from a pool of really interesting people to discuss pop culture matters. They discuss movies, television shows, books, all different kinds of media, and they do events too. Basically, it's the people whose opinions I care about discussing interesting stuff. Also, prominently features Skeletor. Second, The Tim Ferriss Show. Sometimes it's hard to sell people on this show because they're not into the hashtag growth hack genre, but it's not really what it's about. Tim's a great interviewer, and he finds really, really interesting people. I highly recommend it. Give it a try. Third, Reconcilable Differences. It's like a peanut butter cup in podcast form. Take two flavors you love and combine them into a delicious and hopefully nutritious treat because I've been eating a lot of them. It's got Fancy Merlin Mann and John Sercuzzi, and they do a tremendous job of drawing out some really interesting stories from each other.
My name is Alex Knight, and I am from hologramradio.org, a podcast network. I would have to say number one would be WTF, Mark Maron's podcast. Number two would be Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. It's a lot of fun. For the third podcast, I would have to say Currents, The Pub with Adam Raguzia, which is just a podcast about public and nonprofit media and how podcasting is affecting terrestrial radio and how terrestrial radio is affecting the podcast medium. And just because that's in my wheelhouse and in my industry and something I need to stay up to date on.
My name is Harold from This Will Never Air, which can be found at thiswillneverair.com. If I could only listen to three podcasts for the rest of my life, the three I would choose are Roderick on the Line, Morning Show on goodstuff.fm, and Swings and Roundabouts by Avery Edison. The first two are just fun conversations that I like to listen to. The third is a more highly produced, episodic deep dive into Avery Edison's life, which is both hilarious and very touching at the same time.
This is David Lyons from Flipping Tables on the Sunrise Robot Podcast Network, which can be found at sunriserobot.net. When I first read this question, if you could only listen to three podcasts for the rest of your life, what would they be? I thought it would actually be really obvious to me. I cracked open my podcast listener, my podcatcher, and I figured, oh, I know the shows that I look forward to every week. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that the entertainment shows and the story shows and the industry news shows that I listen to, while they're valuable to me and I enjoy them, they're not the ones that I would stick with if that's all that I could have, right? There are plenty of sources for industry news, and there's plenty of sources for entertainment and for stories. But if I had to only listen to three podcasts, I think I would want to stick to the ones that are the most educational, but still enjoyable. So I think if I had to pick three, I would go with Roman Mars's 99% Invisible, a phenomenal podcast about design and the things all around us that we never consider the design or the history of them. Freakonomics Radio, because I really believe, probably from listening to Freakonomics Radio, that economics plays such a large role in everything that we do and in all of the decisions that we make. And then the NPR Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me newscast, not because that one's exactly educational, informative, the way that the other two are, but because you still get a little bit of weekly news and a whole lot of entertainment. And I'm not a big news person. I don't like to watch the news or listen to the news or follow the news. So Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me kind of eases my conscience a little bit without really having to go through the drudgery of CNN.
My name is Darren Moser from Earl Grey, a Star Trek The Next Generation podcast, which can be found at trek.fm. The first podcast I would listen to is the one I always listen to right after it downloads, To the Journey, a Star Trek Voyager podcast. This is put on by my two friends, Charlin Schmidt and Tristan Riddell, and every week they bring to me a dose of Star Trek. And Star Trek Voyager is one of my favorite shows, and listening to Tristan and Char every week talk about the characters, the plots, there's episode rewrites, discussions, in-jokes, and with over 170 episodes, there's a lot to listen to. I could definitely listen to The Journey for the rest of my life. I would also have to listen to Lore, a podcast by my friend Aaron Mankey. I love being told a story, and Aaron tells these true-life scary stories that pique my interest and enrapture my mind. They're so well produced. The music, the way the story flows as he tells it, and they're short. They're short enough to listen into a commute. Well, I guess I'll be commuting for the rest of my life after that. And last but not least, Nerd Nuptial, which is a part of the Nerd Party Network. Again, my friend Tristan, and this time his wife, Mrs. Riddell, or The Girl, they've been podcasting for only a dozen episodes or so far, but they have this chemistry that comes across in every moment of their production. They talk about favorite shows, pop culture, and a rather unhealthy love of David Fincher movies. But it is so enjoyable to listen to these two talk about not only things that they love, but you can tell that they are themselves in love.
My name is Jeremy Chirfus from Eat This Podcast, which can be found at eatthispodcast.com. I can't believe we plunged straight into this. I mean, it's an impossible question. Only three podcasts for the rest of my life. Not allowed to discover anything new. But if that's what you want. First off, I'm not going to include any podcast that's actually a redistributed radio show. So that counts out Melvin Bragg's endlessly enriching In Our Time from BBC Radio 4. And in any case, he'll probably die before I do. So what then? Repeats. I listen to three different music explainer shows because I love music, but not being a musician, I feel I don't know enough about the subject as a whole. If I had to restrict it to just one, though, I think I'd go with Tuna, a relatively recent discovery for me that has a little more solid intellectual content that I can get my teeth into. Brian Barone and John Lagomarsino are great hosts who convey gobs of information while not making me feel at all dumb. My second choice would be A Simcar with Horace Didier and Jim Zelmer. It's sort of about the future of the automobile industry, and despite the fact that I haven't got the slightest interest in cars, I find it fascinating. Maybe it's because I have no interest in cars, but I do need to get from place to place, which is what it's really about. The audio quality is often awful. The production value is zero. And yet I keep listening because I just enjoy hearing what Horace especially has to say. It's a classic example of content trumping everything. For my third pick, I really would like a storytelling podcast. But which one? I could pick one of the favorites, which I do listen to, but in a spirit of adventure, I'm going to go for the Reborn Anxious Machine from Rob McGinley-Myers. He was doing some good shows, then took a long break, and now he's back with a truly great idea, the kind of idea that makes you smack your forehead and wonder why you didn't think of it. I really, really want to see how that works out. And the only upside of having just three podcasts to listen to forever is that I might have time to do some other things during my morning walks.
My name's Sophie Harper from Not By Accident, a documentary podcast about choosing to become a single mother and coping with being one. You can find out more about it at notbyaccident.net. I find it really hard to choose just three podcasts that I would listen to for the rest of my life. I have about 100 in my feed, and I'm adding new ones all the time. Some drop off when I lose interest, but I tend to find new things and binge on them and then move on to new ones. I'm really particularly drawn to storytelling podcasts. So because of that, I think my first choice has to be, it's probably a pretty boring one because it's always top of the iTunes charts, but This American Life, the production is excellent. There's always a range of stories and a range of topics that are really interesting. And I think since I discovered it in 2006, I haven't missed an episode. So that would probably have to take my top spot. In second position, I think I can't choose between these three interview podcasts that I love to listen to. There's Fresh Air, hosted by Terry Gross from NPR, from ABC Classic FM in Australia, Margaret Throsby's Midday, and from local ABC Radio in Australia, Richard Feidler's Conversations. All three of them are excellent interviewers, and they're always thoroughly researched, and they interview a range of people from celebrities to artists to academics to politicians. I really love hearing about people's lives, and these great interviewers can really get them to open up. For my third choice, I've really struggled, but I think I'm going to choose The Longest Shortest Time, hosted by Hilary Frank. It's about parenthood, and since I'm mother of a three-year-old, that's a subject that I spend a lot of time thinking about. It's a beautifully produced podcast with really compelling stories. There are so many others I want to mention, but I think I have to leave it at those three.
All right, there you have it. I hope you've learned about some new shows to add to your podcast player of choice and to go check out. I'd love to know your thoughts on how it went on this episode. Leave a comment on the episode page in our subreddit. Link is in the show notes, of course. Send me a tweet. Drop a comment in the Stuffy Slack if you're a Patreon supporter, which you can find out how to be at patreon.com/iChris. That wraps up the second episode of this new direction of sorts for Show Me Your Mic. Thanks again to all the folks who sent in responses. I'll have links to their respective shows as well as the podcasts they recommended in the show notes at goodstuff.fm/smym/108. You can follow me on Twitter at iChris, where I rant and rave about things that are unimportant and uninteresting. I occasionally post a Snapchat while I'm editing and recording podcasts. I'm iChris306 on there, 306 being the area code of where I live. Show Me Your Mic is on Twitter at smym_fm, and Good Stuff is goodstufffm, all one word. Thanks once again for listening, and watch your inboxes for those of you who are on the list already for the question for June. And remember, you can sign up to be on that list at the show page. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, this is James Parkinson from By Association, which can be found at byassociation.audio, and this was recorded with a Rode NTG2 shotgun microphone, just for something different, going directly into a Zoom H5 recorder.
This is Carrie Halstead, and I'm from the podcast I Guess We're Grownups Now with me and Brooke Shelley. You can find us on the goodstuff.fm podcast network. I recorded this on a Shure SM58, recording through a Steinberg interface to Audacity for Mac.
My name is Chris from the podcast Montreal Sauce and Film Frown. You can find them at, wait for it, MontrealSauce.com and FilmFrown.com, respectively. I recorded this on an MXL770 into Adobe Audition.
So my name is Jane from UI Breakfast Podcast, which can be found at UIBreakfast.com/podcast. I recorded this on a Blue Yeti mic into Zencaster.
I record this on an Audio-Technica ATR2100 into Logic Pro 10.
And I am talking to you on a Shure SM7B. I think some of you may have heard of that.
I recorded this on a Heil PR40 into Audacity.
I recorded this on a Shure SM58 microphone through a Focusrite 6i6 USB interface going into Logic Pro X.
I recorded this on a Blue Snowball microphone into GarageBand.
I recorded this on my Electro Voice RE50 straight into Reaper, my digital audio workstation, through a mixer, but who cares about that?
I've recorded this on the SE Electronics X1 microphone going through the Focusrite Scarlett 212 and recording into Hindenburg Journalist, which is the program I use to edit.
Being of unsound mind, I hereby consent for this recording to be used on Show Me Your Mic on Good Stuff FM. And remember, kids, if you're going to do a podcast about podcasts, rock the pantyhose in front of your mic to protect it from all the